Here's Johnny.
Push the floor.
Excellent.
Push the floor. Push the floor.
I hurt my teeth.
Man,
I've got the fifth, and I show this as being the first Sunday of the year.
It is the first, yeah, okay.
So what I want to say to everybody is
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally cool. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties to bring in the new year. You know, last week we were talking about, we revamped the Ghostly Talk studio.
Yeah.
That introduced a hum. Hum. Yeah, for those of you who miss it. Yeah, what happens is evidently things get moved, things get touched, things get, you know, it just gets wacko.
We have
a really expensive vocal compressor that we borrowed from Scott's band, My Favorite Plaid Straitjacket, and they're letting us use it. However...
Not for long.
Yeah.
It's gone now.
It's out of the circuit now.
Or you might have to tweak it on a little bit.
Yeah, I might have to ground it better.
Because we've been
like
using
that
for a while. We never had a hum like that.
Until I moved everything.
Yeah,
so I must have touched something or,
yeah,
you know, fouled something up. I took it out of the sequence now, and we should be back on the air. So if we get really loud and crackle, that's
There's no compression on our voices whatsoever.
Yeah, we're not pumping through a compressor.
And we got sound on the computer again.
Yeah, why do we have computer sound?
Whatever, I don't even care now. I just want to talk, God.
But I do want to say, welcome to 2003, welcome to Ghostly Talk, Sundays at 7, and we do have some exciting news.
Yeah, well, if you've been listening since 7 o'clock, we'll tell you again, hey, a little bit monotony for you. First thing, phone line is in, it's official, we have our own 800 number now for Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we have a toll-free number for folks to call into Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, so we're going to tell you the number.
Yeah, if
later.
You're listening to a replay, you can only call in during the live show. The live show is on Zero Point Radio, www.zeropointradio.com.
Yeah.
The live show is Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
And it goes for an hour. That's when you can talk to us live.
Yeah.
If you're listening, now we're not going to give out the number yet because we have a special guest caller calling in about 15 minutes.
And really what this is going to be good, it's going to be good to talk to this person because it's going to be able to beta test the phone line.
Yeah, we'll
sure
be able to beta test,
okay.
We'll be able to tweak and work on it.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll give out the phone number.
Because God forbid something would go wrong, you know what I mean? Jeez.
No, not here in the haunted basement.
No, not at all. So yeah, hang tight for that. We'll be giving the number out real soon.
Yeah.
And that's the huge news for this week. On top of that, I'll repeat it again. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary March 1st, which is a Saturday, we know. We're going to be doing a special live show that night in celebration of Ghostly Talk's one-year anniversary. I mean, where did the year go anyways, man? I mean,
it's been
such an insane year.
When we started a year ago, I knew that I was really for doing Ghostly Talk. I knew, like, what it was about. It had a meaning. It had a purpose.
Yeah.
This year, though, has been probably the most exciting year.
Oh, yeah.
Because part of it was because of Ghostly Talk. Part of it was because of ghost hunting in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we went through a couple of a couple of ghost hunting groups, and we finally landed with Michigan Ghostbusters.
It's a great group of people, and yeah, everybody I'm working with now, I mean, I'm not a full, you're the president.
Yeah, I ended up being the president.
Pick it up, Presidente!
But
you are the president. Elected president, might I add, too.
Well, yeah, I don't know how that happened. I must have really, you know,
you wowed
really
everyone.
Good that day or something, yeah. <'Cause>, but no, what happens is the way I've set up the club, because, you know, as the first president I got to set it up,
mm-hmm.
is I set it up as a club. There's going to be another president come up in October.
Yeah.
You know, so there's going to be it's going to be, you know, a club kind of thing, as opposed to a lot of the ghost hunting groups that we had belonged to before.
Yeah.
They were, you know, dictatorships, which is okay.
Really,
it works great.
Works great if you're a mindless automaton.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're a thinking person who has a mind of their own.
Do I sense bitterness?
Not at all. I'm not bitter at all. What are you talking about? Man?
Listen, it works great. I mean, look at out west with Nicole and WMGHS.
Uh-huh.
She is the head of WMGHS. That group is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, we don't happen to be in Western Michigan.
Yes, but
so we don't get to join that one. I mean, we get to hang around them when we go out there, but we don't get to be part of WMGHS because we're on, you know, we're Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, we're on the east side.
Yeah, so it didn't, you know, so their group works fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what it is she's doing, but it's right. Out here, though, it all seems to be these little dictatorships going on, and which is fine, you know, if it works for people. But we needed, I think, a club.
Yeah.
And so that means president, secretary, treasurer, vice president, that kind of thing.
Well, you delegate the important powers like that, but as long as everybody gets a voice in what's going on. I mean,
right.
I know, I mean, I haven't even volunteered really myself as a full-time member. It's just because of my schedule right now. I know I can't give it 150%. Which I want to give.
But you do pop in and help out when you see you can and you've got the time. And that's how, and then also those teams. Because being president, I'm not the one who makes most of the decisions, even though I'm president of MGB. It's the teams.
Mm-hmm.
There's a PR team, a event planning team, a research team, and PR publications team. So I knew it was another P word. Anyway, so there's four teams, and they have, you know, leaders. They have their own leadership structure, whatever they want to do, because, you know, we're the umbrella organization. They are the people who are actually doing the work. They get to decide what's good for them, what's not, you know, that kind of thing, and bring it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it works out really, really well, because you've got the best of both worlds.
Now, and if you haven't heard it yet, go to www.michiganghostbusters.com.
Yes.
One of the most, I mean, I'm going to say this, not because I have anything to do with it. Objectively speaking, it is probably hands down one of the most conclusive and visually pleasing ghost hunting club sites you'll go to. And because there's thousands of them out there.
Tom designed that site.
Yeah, and Will is
amazing.
Yeah, Will, our engineer Will here, he maintains the site and does a stellar job.
Yeah.
You know, and there's the one thing I've seen with a lot of, you know, ghost hunting clubs is, how would I say this? I want to sound nice. I want to sound like a jerk. But, I mean, Will's just a fun guy. You got to know Will, our engineer Will. He's a fun guy, and he likes to mix that in with everything, too. I mean, we're all into the paranormal, and that's our passion, that's our study, but we do have lives outside of this. We have interests outside of this. And one of Will's interests is trying to find the most obscure, stupid, crazy website you can find on the internet. So if you go to the links page, I mean, of course, there's tons of ghost hunting links there. Tons of stuff on the paranormal. So you can learn so much just by going to the links page on www.michiganghostbusters.com. But also just go to the miscellaneous sites, too, and get a major laugh.
These are just the things these are the creme de la creme that Will has found. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we've sat down here after shows.
Other people suggested.
We've sat down here after shows, and we'll just, you know, me and Doug will be blah, 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 back and forth, and we'll just be sitting in the corner on the computer, and then I'll look over there and be like, what are you looking at, man? It's like the most ridiculous stuff on the computer screen. I mean, the guy's just, he's got a knack for finding the most weird websites around. So, cool. But, yeah, definitely check out MichiganGhostbusters.com. Brand new group, very active group. These guys are, I get out whenever I can, but these guys are out every single weekend. I mean, we all have to work. unfortunately. Yeah. And if they didn't have to work, I think they'd be out during the week, too.
Last night, we were in here.
Yeah, we were stuck here, yeah.
Line. Yeah, mm-hmm. all night. I ended up going to bed at 8 a.m. Eastern time and sleeping till 3 p.m. Eastern time. So it was, we were doing this instead. But they were out. Machine Ghostbusters were out and about. Mm. You know, they went to several places and you know, got tons and tons of pictures that Will showed us. So they're a very active group.
Yeah, everybody's moving around and doing stuff.
I should say we're because I am a member of it. But, but we're a very active group. Now, I want to say, while we're on the air, you can always chat if you go to zeropointradio.com, click on Interact, and then click on Chat.
Yeah.
And it'll take you to a little Java applet, which you can sign in, make up a name, sign into it. Then you have to type /join %0pointradio.
And that'll take you right to that room.
That takes you right to the Zero Point Radio room, and that's where we are. If you're familiar with MIRC, you just connect up to the server called irc.anomalies.net. So,
and you'll be in there.
And yeah, and you do the same thing. So
talking with all the stars of Zero Point Radio.
Yeah. And so, there's lots of people in there right now.
Definitely a lot of things going on right now. We are we're floored. Like, over the last year, it's just been completely crazy. And I don't know how I look back and
this past year has been awesome.
We've been
2002 has been
awesome. Oh yeah, completely.
We started Ghostly Talk in February.
Uh-huh.
We actually had, for a little history buff, if anyone's interested, the very first Ghostly Talk, only two people listened to it, but it was the same computer that was streaming it, because it was my friend Dan and his wife Nisa. So, hey Dan, hey Nisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the very first Ghostly Talk listeners, because nobody else could get the stream.
Yeah.
And then we fixed it the next week. And that's the week that we actually recorded. We redid the first show a second time, hence the March birthday for Ghostly Talk.
And we had problems starting out, and that's what we're going through, a transition right now. We all feel it too down here. We've always had, like, honestly, when I do this thing, I mean, I play in a band, and it's like, well, you're a rocker, dude. You go out, man, that's like your life right there. Yeah, of course it is. You know, I'm always insane about playing music. That's my life. But I treat Ghostly Talk the same way. I know Doug treats Ghostly Talk in the manner where we all look forward to come down here on Sundays just to, like, drink Diet Pepsi all night long and smoke cigarettes and talk about ghosts. Because it's just like, it's a total rush for all of us. And when we get done, we're all like, we're all tired, you know.
It's exhausting.
Because we put a lot into this. We're going through a transition right now.
And Ghostly Talk, speaking of the last year, Ghostly Talk has come from being on this little tiny server on a 128K line, you know, to being on just the incredible Zero Point Radio Network with all kinds of other incredible paranormal shows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's what Lone Feather does, Encounters. Mm-hmm. Res Miranda does Resmerize. Mm-hmm. Rich does a segment called Harrison Comparison on Resmerize. Plus, he also does his own show, Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie. And I have to say, you know, Art and Rob, they do WSRS.
Uh-huh.
So, totally awesome. I mean, and that follows us, by the way. That's later in this evening. It's on Sundays.
Yeah, so definitely a lot's happened over the last year. And what I was saying, though, is we are going through a transition right now. Like Doug was talking about, we had problems, you know, when we were first starting out, just trying to figure out, well, how do you set up an internet radio show?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we're part of this network.
Yeah,
we're
like, oh my God, I'm listening to all these shows on this network going, these guys are just like awesome. And we're like just a couple of dudes down here like, blah, 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 blah.
We're in the haunted basement just chatting away.
Yeah, so we're kicking it up a little bit here. We're trying new things and we're just trying to make it, I don't want to say more of a professional format, but more of a fun, more of an upbeat thing.
Well, 2002, I think, was kind to us.
Very kind to us.
Very kind to us. And 2003, I hope, is going to be even better.
But that's what's
going
to be so cool about the party, because what we're going to do for a good chunk of that party is going to be archives. All these archive shows back from our first, like, 13, the first project we called it, the first 13 shows we did. And you're going to hear them. I mean, I'm almost afraid to play them because it's like,
oh, some of them are really
bad. Yeah, we listen to them now, and you emailed me the other day. I'm like, Doug, you check out those archives yet? And you're like, yeah, I listened to 20 minutes of the first one, and it sucked. I'm like, it sucked. I thought
it
was great.
How we've progressed over the years.
Yeah, and like I said, this transition we're going through right now. It feels really good to be part of this. What's up?
I thought our guest had called in.
Oh, not yet. I got my eye on the light.
Okay,
I'm keeping my eye on the light. But Yeah, there's a lot of things going to be changing. Like I was saying, there was problems when we started, and there's going to be problems again, just because there's a lot going on here. And as far as technically speaking, if we didn't have Doug at the helm, we'd have a big problem, because Doug is like a problem solver from heck. And we have a phone call coming in, it looks
we
like,
do.
Here.
I hope it's not a bill collector.
Okay, let's check it out here. Here we go. Let's try this out. Hello, you're on Ghostly Talk.
Hello, this is Rev Miranda.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Rev Miranda? What's going on?
That's awesome.
What's up? How you doing there?
I'm calling to revmarize your phone.
I hope
the
it
phone's
works.
Like glowing. The phone's starting to glow right now. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, you know, Rez, you are like totally awesome. I can't even say how much I think I have learned from you.
Yeah. So what we decided to do tonight with Rez is like, this is our first Rez. You're the winner. You got the first phone call into the Ghostly Talk Studios here.
Yes, I am such a fan of you guys, and thank you, by the way, for the wonderful promo. I absolutely love it.
Oh, you like that?
I put that together. It was my idea. I wanted to do something for you guys, and for you especially, because of that awesome GT promo.
It's just so sweet. And I want to ask you one thing, though. Huh. How did you know that I have heavy chains in my apartment?
Heavy chains.
I'm in the 0 Point Radio chat room a lot, even when you're not there.
Now the world knows I have heavy chains, and I have always wanted a pet monkey, by the way.
Well, somebody had mentioned a pet monkey. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I thought it might have been you.
Probably.
Okay, why don't you guys just talk, because I'm completely lost here right now.
It's all kinds of chat, and I don't know, like, folks who don't go into the 0 Point Radio chat room probably are lost, but, I mean, you go in.
I go in.
But I've been in there, like, whole entire night.
I go in and throw the horns all night long and just talk about black, like, you know, quote, Black
Slayer.
Sabbath lyrics and Slayer lyrics and all that stuff.
But Rez has been in there with other folks, and I've picked up on a couple of interesting things that I thought I'd throw in that promo.
Oh, great.
I want to talk about
fun. Everybody ought to come in the chat room now, as a matter of fact. It's getting darn crowded in there.
Yeah, I see that.
I want to talk about these chains some more, though. What's up with I don't get chains, like real chains.
I knew that'd get your attention.
What? Oh, great.
Not Lone Feather, Mr. Olaf.
Yeah.
Mr. Olaf is, you know how you're the ninja of clipping MP3s and looping them and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we're all ninjas of that.
We're all ninjas of that, yeah. But Mr. Olaf is he's like the ninja of graphics.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And he put together Rez Miranda's South Park character.
Hey, Olaf, what's up with that?
Which I love.
Get a couple of Cartman bodies for me and Doug, man. I think that would work.
We'll do it.
So she's got her South Park character, and her South Park character is dressed in black leather.
Oh, I saw it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and
it's a little goth girl.
It's a little goth girl, yeah.
So cute. Little goth girl. It's a little goth girl.
Awesome. And the tarot card, I noticed, not only is it the death card, but it's from, I believe it's from the Aleister Crowley deck on top of it, which he thought of that all by himself. I thought that was just hilarious.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, Olaf's been working on graphics for the Ghostly Talk show also.
He did the Ghostly Talk banner, the new Ghostly Talk
banner. Yeah, and that is just phenomenal.
Ghostly Talk logo at ghostlytalk.com in the upper left-hand corner. I'm trying to revamp the color scheme, but it's coming slowly.
Yeah, there's more transition there for you.
Well, it looks great. You guys' site is really professional looking. I love it.
Well, we're trying to get it more interactive and trying to get it a little more appealing to the eye.
Well, yeah, while we're on that subject.
Appealing to my eye is sometimes, you know, completely different.
You've got good eyes.
One eye. I only have one eye.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He's got a glass eye.
No.
What? Here, pop it out.
No, it's...
No, it's we want a picture of it on the site. Take it out and take a picture.
No, it's a real eye. It just has very low vision.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of the Ghostly Talk site, if you log into the Ghostly Talk site, people, everybody out there, if you go to the Ghostly Talk site, which I suggest you do often, you can log into the site as a member, and you can post articles, thoughts. We have a forum in there. We have
there's
a message board in there.
Yeah,
but on top of that, on the front page, if you find something cool, like a cool article you think might be interesting to contribute to the site, please, by all means, drop it in there. I mean, it'll go through me or Doug, and we pretty much approve anything that comes under the sun. So far, yeah. Yeah, you know. Well, really, it's either you or me posting up there right now.
Admins, but while we have Rez Miranda on the
phone,
because this is a rare treat, all right, I have to ask you, Resmiranda, professionally, you are an internet psychic, aren't you?
That's correct.
As well as doing Resmerize, you know, the hour-long, or, well, it varies, but it's usually, what, an hour on, well, Monday night/Tuesday mornings.
Yeah.
Yes, usually it's going to be, it's always after the Lou Gentile show, but he's 3 hours now, so I moved up an hour.
So you're like 1 o'clock Eastern time, what would physically actually be Tuesday mornings then?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, okay, so that's when Resmerize airs. So you do that. We know you do that with one of your hours per week. But then in the other hours, you're an internet psychic. So you, what does that mean? Because I've been to psychics. You know, you go to a psychic fair and you sit down and you give them your $20 or whatever. I had a blast. You know, I think that's awesome. But then what does an internet psychic do?
Well, an internet psychic gives readings over the internet in a couple of different ways. The way I do it is chiefly, this is not the only way, but chiefly for a site called psychicchat.com. And what happens is people purchase minutes just like they would over a 900 line, which I'll talk about that later. But they buy time to talk
with you. 900 line?
Yeah, woohoo!
In a chat room, yeah. Oh, I could tell you stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But they talk to me in a chat room just like we do in IRC. And people have asked me, how do you connect with somebody like that when they're not physically present? Well, for me, and a lot of the psychics that I've interviewed as well on Tarot Plane, my other show, my first show, I actually find it's easier to connect with a person over the computer because, and we've talked about this a lot amongst our little psychic selves, that because the computer and that medium is electric and electronic, and you guys, being paranormal investigators, understand about electronic fields.
It all has to do with energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any kind of energy, that's what, you know, the paranormal is working on.
That's correct. That's correct.
I never thought about it like that. I just thought you were really smart.
Well, I am.
Well, that's true.
Okay, go keep talking.
But yeah, that's how it's done. And I being in my home, find it very easy to concentrate and hone in on the person that's in my chat room, privately, of course, because I can take my time and I can really listen to what I'm getting using the tarot cards and what I call spirit. That's just sort of a generic name that I have for I'll get words in my mind and pictures in my mind concerning the person that I'm chatting with. And that's how that works.
Well, you know, one of the things that I, because I've studied a bit about psychic mediums and stuff.
Yeah.
And what one of the things that they have to do is they have to go into an altered state of consciousness. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still have to be conscious enough to interact with, you know, the physical world.
Uh-huh.
But they have to be, you know, in an altered state of consciousness to pick up on the information that otherwise, you know, our brains are filtering out.
Right.
So I imagine being that you're in your home, sitting in your comfortable chair, I'm sure one that you've selected because it's comfortable, and in front of your computer in a familiar surrounding, you can actually slip into perhaps a more comfortable altered state of consciousness to pick up on this stuff.
Yeah, well, the one thing that you mentioned that caught my interest was...
The 900 number. Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but...
Rez, you did a reading for me.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I got the email.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, Rez, hook me up. So she hooked it up, right? So she sent me an email. And the thing that was cool about that is, you know, I've had plenty of readings in the past. Sat down, threw the cards down, and we had one live here on one of our shows.
I heard that.
Yeah. Wonderful. Shelly is a doll. We love her to death. She's
one
of our best friends.
Very good.
Very good girl. But the one thing that, you know, compared to your reading, compared to her reading, not that it was, the content was great. I mean, you know, I can't say anything about it. I can't say anything.
You didn't forward me that email.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to.
Oh, and
I'm
she's not allowed to either, you know.
I'm not allowed to. So
confidential.
But I was able to sit down and like print it out.
Okay.
Lay on my bed and read it, and actually like, as opposed to like sitting down in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, the first psychic reading I had, was in Florida. I was totally drunk on Coors Light. Okay, I was plowed out of my mind. I paid $10, you know, I'm like, hook me up. And, okay, I was drunk on for one thing, okay? But even if I wasn't drunk, I mean, the person was telling me all this stuff. It was all the information was coming into my brain. And, well, regardless of the few beers that I had.
I was getting it somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't retain all that. I didn't really take it all in. But with yours, I was able to print it out, take it upstairs in my bedroom. Lay down on my bed and read it and really, like, study it and look at it and think about it and think about what was going on.
Yeah, think about the things that were said. What's interesting is that what I'm getting, Rez, is that it's like, it's actually, even though it seems like you're, you know, like, obviously you're going to be, you know, hundreds of miles apart or thousands of miles apart, you can actually, it's a more intimate of a forum.
It really is, because the chat room and even the email are absolutely private and confidential. And I really do picture the person, even when I'm doing an email reading, picture the person here alone with me. Absolutely no outside influence or interruptions or anything whatsoever. So I really can get personal, yeah.
I think that's fantastic, because part of the things that they're working on, a lot of people, you know, with the psychic thing, that they, if you go to a psychic, a lot of the skeptics, and you know, to a certain extent, I'm still a bit of a skeptic. At the same time, I'm still, you know, drawn toward it. So I'm a mixed up person.
Well, that's a balance.
But yeah, I think it is a pretty healthy balance.
Yeah.
What happens is the skeptics are like, well, you know, perhaps psychics, like when you go to a psychic fair, which is a valid way to do things, because you can buy stuff, you can, you know, pick the person that does your reading, that kind of thing. But when you go there, perhaps there's a lot of communication, body language, and tone, you know, inflections in tones of voice and that kind of thing. Well, with internet psychics, I can see, it's so obvious that there's, you know, when you type into a chat room, you don't get the tonal inflections of voice. And when you do it by email, there's a lot of fights happen on the internet because, you know, you don't hear the ha-ha kind of joking laughter lilt in someone's voice.
Exactly, or see the look in their eye.
Yeah, and you can't read their body language, you can't, you know, so actually it would, you could say, you know, this information has got to be even better, or it's, you know, just as valid, any information that you get, because there is none of that reading body language, reading tonal inflections and things like that.
Not getting any help.
Right. There's no
way.
Yeah. There's no.
Yeah.
Help.
I will have a lot of clients come in and just say, especially people that have never had a reading anywhere before, say, okay, and all I have is their nickname, and not even their real name half the time.
Oh, wow.
You know, and their birth date. And we'll just say, okay, so how do I do this? You know, do I ask you questions or what? And I prefer to start out without them telling me their whole story. You know, I would prefer, if you want to say, okay, I want a reading, but I'd like to know about my love life, period, leave it at that. Let me take it from there. Or I want to know about my financial situation or what have you. Not spend 30 minutes telling me everything.
And then have you, yeah, then you're starting somewhere. You didn't get, you don't know that what came to you was from their story or from spirit in your case.
Yeah. And a lot of times what I'll come out with will be a little, maybe too literal. And what I mean by that is, gosh, it's hard to explain. But I will describe their situation or an upcoming situation or the person that they're wanting to know about, relationship, what have you. And it will describe it, but it won't be the same way that they would describe it, you know what I mean? So that's why it's to have, like Scott said, something tangible that you can have and look at later. And
I mean, I guess you could, like, easily, like, bring a recorder in.
Yeah,
a lot of live
psychics, in-person psychics will do that. And even in the chat room on psychicchat.com, all of the logs are kept. They're saved. So the customers can go in there and print them out or look at them later, you know, whatnot. that's good to have, because remember, when you're asking a psychic for information, what you're looking at more than anything else are things in the future, whether it's a few days from now or a few months from now. One of my pet peeves, and I got to say this, man, is just you get people in there that go, okay, what am I doing right now? You know, it's like, oh, come on, you know, don't know what you're doing right now. It's like, that's like asking me what color underwear am I wearing. No, just don't do that.
Don't ask
me stuff that isn't psychic that you already know, you know.
Right.
Let's not play a little Tesla psychic game. That just gets on my nerves so bad.
Well, someone, I mean, I had to go to the bathroom for a second. I came back in, and I heard Doug say, I heard the word skeptical.
Yeah.
I heard the word skeptical, and there are skeptics out there, we know that, and I mean, I welcome them into my life as much as I welcome someone who is like, there are ghosts, or there is the paranormal, it's all real. I mean, I welcome all that.
Yeah.
But there are some people that are extreme to one point where all they want to do, they don't want to listen.
Exactly.
They just want to come in there and disprove you and make a fool out of you.
Exactly. Or they just think, you know, it makes them feel cool to go, ha-ha,
yeah,
that's not real, I told you.
Yeah, and that just isn't, my personal opinion, that isn't healthy for anybody.
No.
That just creates a lot of tension.
That's more like schoolyard bully.
And you can't really take any, if you're a person and you want to go in there and it's like, well, I don't believe in psychics, internet psychics, any type of psychic, you name it.
Yeah.
What are you going to get out of going in there and...
And having a reading.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're not going to... We're going in there and just trying to disprove somebody or discredit somebody.
That's just it. Why are you spending money to do that? You know?
Yeah, and from what I understand, that kind of person is going to be the hardest to read because they've already closed off themselves.
Yeah.
Well, actually they're pretty easy because they make... They're pretty transparent.
You pretty much already know where they're coming from.
You kind of kind of pick up on that from the first couple lines, and you kind of go, all right, here we go, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know there's tons of people out there like that. You probably deal with them on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, and then there are people. Now, it is important to be open-minded about what you hear and when you're asking about something. If you're calling and asking for information, because we assume that you're calling or chatting with us to find out things that you don't already know.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you what, Rez, we're going to take a little break here, okay? Stay on the line.
You know, I've been working on that phone thing, mostly talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I finally got it. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, yeah, what's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Let me write this down. It's 1-888.
Yep.
520-1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work, though. We'll talk to you later.
Cool. Catch up.
All right.
Bye.
Show Resmerize.
Yeah, it's on Zero Point Radio. Label mates with Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Rez, you still there?
I'm here, man.
Got quiet there for a second. I'm like, uh-oh, I think we lost her, man.
Well, yeah, if I kick the phone cord out of the wall again.
I think my phone is humming, though.
Oh, you're gonna, oh, okay. Hum. We found the problem now. I mean, okay, no problem at all. By the way, though, people out there, Will's man, the IRC right now. Will is the engineer. He is the man in charge. He is the guy that runs everything in this studio now. Let us know how it sounds. I'm just curious to see if it's clean now. It sounds good in the headphones.
Yeah.
But just let us know, though. So what we were talking about before was, well, skeptics, as far as the big umbrella of it.
Right.
And some of the bad stuff you got to deal with, unfortunately, when you're working, Rez.
Well, but that happens in any trade.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at if you, heaven forbid, work, you know, sales during the holiday season. I mean, you know, retail. I mean, there's people who do it, and they have to put up with a lot of stuff.
Well, the thing that I notice, I mean, in any service.
Yes.
And we're going to try to pull this back. I don't want to go too far on this. But in any service, you call a helpline, for example. We're none too familiar with that here in the Haunted Basement Studios. You get somebody on the phone, it's like, well, you know, I want this. Okay, well, yeah, no problem. We'll have to do this. This is the process we got to follow through. This is that. Well, you know what? I was told differently. Okay, well, I'm telling you now what's
this
going.
Is how
this
it
is
works.
What's going on.
Yeah.
But people, I don't like doing this. Personally, I can honestly say this myself. I know what it's like to be on the other side of the counter. You know, just being a bouncer for so many years, and then having to work in service and working for the company I work for now. And when I go to somebody, it's like the last thing I want to do is battle them on something.
Right.
Because if I do that, they're going to hate my guts, and I'm not going to get anything out of the visit regardless.
Right.
And the same thing would go for you, Rez.
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot. I get clients in my chat room that will say, I'll give them their reading. You know, we'll go all through that, and it could take a half an hour or more. And they'll say, all right, well, this is what you say, so how come four other psychics just told me something completely different?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's people addicted to psychic.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Well, somebody told me differently before.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We were talking about this last week when we were talking about Aaron Donahue. He's remote viewing. He's getting impressions.
Yeah.
And he's taking the data and making it into information.
And he's interpreting all
yeah.
the stuff. Yeah.
You can believe it either way, whatever you want to believe. But you got to keep in mind that it's, every person's different. They're all going to think differently, and they're going to perceive things differently. And that's just the way it's going to be. That's how it is. That's life right there.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm not going to tell anyone ever, this is how, you know, you have to believe everything I say, and this is what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never, ever going to tell you what to believe. Never, ever, you know. What I do tell people is that when you are confused and don't know what to believe, you know, and really are needing some help here, you have, everyone has inside of them a little them, you know, a gut feeling, an instinct.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if you're a grown-up, you really know enough to be able to judge when somebody is completely BSing you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. After so many years, you
I work in the music. I work in the music industry.
Yeah,
okay,
so
I am like my alert goes off about 10 times a day, actually. But I got to say something though. The reading you gave me, you know, like I said, I got the email back. I mean, and you know what? A reading from Rez, it isn't like a paragraph saying, "Well, this is what's up."
I'm wordy.
Good things are going to happen. Well, I like wordy, especially for something like this.
Because you can really.
I sat down on my bed and I went into it and just like gave myself to it for about a good half an hour.
Good.
And read it over and over again. And yeah, she typed a good, page and a half.
Wow.
Solid.
Cool.
Solid. I'm not talking about any gaps here, big fonts. I'm talking about like, small text. She let it all go. And I was, like I said, I was able to take it all in. And like, it wasn't just one paragraph, you know, good things are going to happen to you. You just keep sticking with it. Believe in yourself. You know, it's like, she's like, these are the problems you got to deal with. This is what your problem is, man. This is your, straighten up. This is what's blocking. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail. This is what's blocking you. Okay. This is it right here. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
And then you mentally in your head, you probably saw several scenarios back and forth. If I take, you know, if I do just do something this simple, I could open up whole new avenues. Or if I watch this part of my life and concentrate on it for a while, then the other things will fall into place. Like you could sit there and work, you know, mental scenarios in your head while reading and rereading your reading that would help you in the future.
Yeah, and I gotta say one more thing, Rez. when I did get that email and I did print it out, and because I didn't read it on a computer, I just printed it out and took it straight upstairs.
Yeah.
Because I wanted privacy. I didn't want to be bothered by anybody, dogs, my roommates, nothing. Went in my room and I read it, and I'm gonna be honest with you, and people, I'm gonna probably be completely thought of as the Nancy boy of internet radio now.
Oh, no.
But I bawled my eyes out after I got done reading that thing. I really did. I just completely come unglued when I read that, because everything hit me right in the face. It really did. I mean, you laid it out for me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, Rez, you changed my life, Rez.
But, I know, don't do that.
But the things you laid down, though, was exactly what was going on, what's going on right now.
Oh, bless your heart.
I mean, it really did. And, I mean, to have stuff like that, I mean, I have people telling me stuff like that all the time that are close friends of mine. And it's like, oh, shut up. I don't want to hear about it. Just leave me alone, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But to hear from somebody that I don't know going, look, man, here's the problem. This is objectively speaking here, Scott. You got to really straighten up, or whatever it is. You know, I'm not a fan.
I've never even talked on the phone until yesterday.
Yeah, until yesterday, yeah. And
right,
I just,
when we were setting this stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I got hit with that, I was like, I cried myself to sleep, literally, I did. I just cried myself to sleep. It wasn't a bad thing. No, it wasn't a bad thing. That's a good release right there.
Well, I'm glad that it was that helpful to you.
Yeah, thank you.
And but then, like she said, it's up to you then to use the information and,
yeah,
and, you know, make your life better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Well, my life isn't that bad anyways. I mean, don't get the wrong idea.
No, no.
I'm not miserable.
A pathetic life. Don't
my life is just so horrible.
No. I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, you can use, it is more information that you can use in your daily life, and that's what everybody needs that. I mean, it's the whole learning thing. It's what we've been doing for Ghostly Talk is everybody needs to learn as much as possible what's out there, what they can think about.
That's it. And there are so many different kinds, as you know, kinds of psychics, and I really, really want people to be careful who they go to and why and what they believe. That's why, you know, don't depend on anything you hear. If you get the slightest little bit of twinge in your gut that what you're hearing is baloney.
And then it's like, okay, that person's not connecting with you. Or the person might be...
Yeah, and I don't connect with everybody either.
Right. I mean, the person might be a valid psychic. There's, you know, I'm sure that there's the other kind as well. But there's also valid psychics who just do not connect with their subject.
Well, Rez, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the impression, I mean, I've read the textbook definition of what a psychic is.
Okay.
And all, you know, all the black and white. But what I've learned a lot from psychics, especially like in the last couple of months, especially because I've really been getting a lot of readings.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we just mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
A psychic is not going to tell you what you need to do. They're not going to tell you. Well, I mean, they're going to tell you, like, hey, look, here is the problems, okay?
Yeah.
But they're not going to be able to, like, lay a blueprint out for your life and go, this is exactly what's going to happen to you.
Oh, I know. Like, bet these six numbers on the lotto.
Yeah, and you'll be...
You know, honey, if I could do that...
Yeah.
That's where I'd be living right now.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be in a one-bedroom apartment, and I would... My audio setup in PC would be, you know...
Oh, it would be like a huge studio system.
I mean, just that. Yeah.
But I mean,
so it doesn't work quite like that. But it does. It does give you more.
It helps you understand yourself better, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to me, especially with this last one. I mean, I've been getting a lot of them, and I've been learning a lot about me, really looking at myself a lot more. And that's what I've really been getting out of this is going, okay, you're so busy running around doing this, doing the radio show, doing the band, working all the time that you really. I mean, sit down and really evaluate what you want.
And that is what it is for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm good. I wasn't completely insane then. I want to make sure I was going on the right path with that.
Absolutely.
So, first of all, I want to know, what is your website, Rez?
Oh, mine is... Why, thank you for asking. It is www.resmerized, R-E-S-M-E-R-I-Z-E-D, .MrOlaf.com.
Excellent.
Check out the site.
Yeah, www.resmerized.mrolaf.com.
Yes, very wonderful site to go to. Now, we want to shift gears here with you.
Okay.
We've talked about all the dynamics here.
But we want to know, like, what's the physicality of it? How does it actually work? Like, people go to the site, you know, just tell it. Like, if Will wants a reading and he's sitting at home,
mm-hmm,
what does he do?
Yeah, let's set this up.
Okay.
I come to you and go, I need a reading. That's basically the scenario.
I don't even know how do you come to her, because she's on the internet, but there's like 8 billion places on the internet.
So yeah.
If you're sitting in front of your computer, what do you do?
Okay, the best thing to do is to go to my site, and there is a link there that says readings, and on that readings page will give you all your options, all the ways that you can get readings from me. if that just confuses the snot out of you, then you can just email me at res@mrolef.com, res@mrolef.com, and just ask me, how do I get a reading from you, and I'll communicate with you that way. Now, as far as how the process happens, once you're with me, whether it's over the internet or in person, what happens is I use tarot cards, and I tell everyone that I use them as a way for spirit to draw me a picture. I'm a picture person.
Yeah.
And so I need pictures and visuals and things like that. It's the creative side of my brain that makes this work. So I will sit there for a moment with the cards, even if the person is in the chat room, I'll explain to them, all right, what I'm going to do now is just take a moment and shuffle the cards and look at them and see what they tell me, one right after the other, putting them together, much like you construct a sentence, they will construct a story for me. What's going on in the pictures and the images and the colors will tell me what's going on in that person's life, what they need to know. Now, from their end, from your end as the client, what you need to do is, number one, be a little patient. You know, don't type in, are you there, after 3 seconds.
I imagine that happens.
Yeah, don't do that. But have an open mind, as I said before. And you need to be willing to hear whatever it is you're going to hear. In other words, you need to be willing to hear things, possibly things, other than what you wanted to hear. In other words, you may hear no instead of yes.
Ooh.
I'm used to that word. Don't worry.
Yeah.
there
are people who have their minds set on what, you know, what's going on, and then
yeah.
it's tough for them to hear the exact opposite. Because
sure it is, especially when you're in a very difficult situation emotionally. A lot of times when people end up coming to people like me, it's a last resort. You know, they're at their wit's end a lot of times. You know, they just
yeah.
talk to their friends, or they talk to a counselor, or they've, you know, done everything they know to do, and then they come to someone who can hopefully give them information from the universe, or whatever you want to call it, that they don't feel like they can get anywhere else. So that is going to be objective, and a lot of times it can be difficult to hear, because spirit and things metaphysical aren't there just to make you feel better.
Right, they're there because they're there.
Yeah,
not to make you feel mollified.
Right.
You know?
You're not paying me just to stroke you. That's a different kind of chat room.
Right. that's more like the 900 numbers that you were talking about.
Yes.
No comment.
Right.
You gotta stop talking like that, woman.
Choking up there.
Well, yeah.
Dang.
I really wanted to talk about that because people, you know, you go and you see one and they throw the cards down. I mean, let's say a face-to-face reading.
Okay.
They throw the cards down and they talk to you.
Yeah.
You don't really get to see what's going on in their head. I mean, and we're not psychoanalyzing you either, but it's like, you know, what do you go through? What's the process? And like you said, you're a picture person.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah. Well, for me, as Doug was talking about before, being here in my home and in my comfy chair and all that kind of stuff, it is easy for me to go into an altered state. And I don't go do some kind of big ritual and light 100 candles and incense and all that stuff. I will light a candle and some incense sometimes, but that's just something that I like to do, not because it's magical for any reason. And I will just calm myself and what happens in my head. And in my spirit is that I simply, I guess I can akin it most closely to meditation. You know, when you sit down and you relax and you let go of the daily normal thoughts that you have and you just are what I call a level above where you were. You're inside your mind and your spirit instead of being focused on all the outside stuff.
And no matter what you think about anything, whether you're a true skeptic or if you're a believer or if you're somewhere in between like most folks,
mm-hmm.
that's got to be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has to be good because you're actually taking time to focus on yourself, and Rez takes her time to focus on herself and someone else. And
yeah.
It's got to be, you know, good. It can only be good. I can't think of anything, you know, wrong. It's absolutely brilliant.
Stemming from that, I have a question, though.
Okay.
I've tried meditation hundreds of times in my life.
Uh-huh.
I've actually went to professionals to try it. I've had friends, try it with friends. I've tried to actually, I know part of meditation is just to clear your mind.
Yeah.
get all the junk out. Get all the gunk out and clear your mind. And just sit there and, you know, whatever happens, happens. I can't even get past that first hurdle, man. I don't know
why. A lot of people say that. Let me say that. That is because I think most people try to clear your mind. That sounds like a great big effort. You know, who can clear their mind these days with the kind of lives we live?
Yeah.
So what I tell people is that you simply sit down, get comfortable, whatever that is for you, unplug the phone, close the door. Whatever thoughts come into your mind, let them come. Then go, okay, I hear you, let it go. Picture it going in one side and out the other until it's done.
Wow, that's a long job for me, though. It'll take a while.
Then it is, and that's okay. And people talk about meditating for a half hour, hour, 2 hours. That is an unbelievably long time. You know,
really,
especially when you're new at it. Once you start being able to do that, once you have had a few times where you just do the, you know, letting the thoughts go in and out part, you know, if you can't get to the rest of it, that's fine. But you're training your brain, okay, this is how we're going to do this.
Okay.
You know, and that is a very conscious event.
So you're supposed to think things. I mean, things will come into your head,
yeah.
And then the trick is you've got to then let it go, and then something else will crowd in there, and then the trick is you've got to let it go, and then something else comes in, and you've got to let it go.
Go,
and you just do that
until you're
trained to where everything that comes in is just going to be let go anyway. So
right, and then it becomes easier. It's like having a bunch of people in your office and having to go, I see you. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to definitely have to apply that because I've done it so many times. We were at Yipsum at the mental institution last weekend,
mm-hmm.
and we were in the morgue where the little girl supposedly.
Oh, I heard that. Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Well, I mean, Will was making fun of me because he wasn't making fun of me, but I sat down on the cement we turned all the lights off and I was running my recorder.
Uh-huh.
And I said to myself on the way there, I'm like, okay, I am going to talk to this girl. I want to talk to this girl. I want to see what was going on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to do this. I've been trying for years. I'm going to clear, like you just said, that's my biggest problem. It's like, I cannot clear my head. And I sat down there for what? 20 minutes we sat there. And I was breathing, just trying to like exhale all this, everything that's in my brain, all this gunk.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it out of my system so I could focus on what was more internally, so to say,
yeah.
And try to take myself there and try to talk to this girl. And I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, you've got to train more.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you were trying really hard.
Yeah. Literally squeezing my eyes shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that, and the breathing and everything and the concentrating. That's too much work. You don't need to do all that.
Okay, well, I'm going to work on that then, definitely. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Because, I mean, I've been wanting to ask me that for years.
Well, if you need more help, let me know.
Definitely. That sounds really good.
I have one more question for you, and then we're going to go.
Okay.
I need to know, how did you start doing Tarot Plane, and how did you start doing Resmerized?
Oh, Tarot Plane came about, that was my very first webcast, as just a desire on my part to want to do an internet radio show. I had heard them, of course, I was new to the internet, and I thought, wouldn't it be neat to do a show about psychic stuff and interview psychics and all that. I had found a site that was instructional, that told you how to do that, and said, well, if anybody out there wants to have an internet radio show, here's the instructions, and we'll let you do one, and it won't cost you anything. So I thought, cool. I called my employer, my contractor, psychicchat.com, and I said, hey, if I do this an internet radio show, is it kosher if I mention psychicchat.com? And he said, let me call you, and got all excited, and then offered from there to if I would do a program exclusively interviewing psychics that work for psychic sites and psychicchat.com, then that would be a paid gig. And how could I say no to that?
You know?
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah. So then, from that point on, I all of a sudden had to learn everything you ever never wanted to know about internet webcasting and PC recording. And I was at 0 point, as a matter of fact. You know, that's where I was. So that's how I got started on that. And
well, we got started in front of a bar.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember that night. I remember we just got out of the bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. You know, we were at a karaoke or something like that. And I was having the bag, and Doug's like, hey, man, I really want to do a talk show on the internet. And I'm like, all right. Sounds good.
Call me.
Sure. And I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal, honestly, at first. Here we sit talking to you. You know,
yeah,
and I mean, we talked about that at the beginning of the show today. Just like, what the heck happened over the last year?
And how much do you think you've learned over? When was Tarot playing?
Oh gosh, probably almost 2 years ago.
Wow, you've been doing this a lot longer than we have.
Well, let me just say, I'm still learning just like everybody else. This is such a new medium, and as you know, putting together the haunted basement equipment, you know, in here, it's just everybody's. There is no standard setup and no standard way to do it, you know.
We finally pulled it together today. Hopefully we'll be able to pull it together again for weeks to come here.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, but the neat thing is that our community, our little webcasting community, especially on ZPR Radio, is we all just are so supportive of each other, you know, and we'll help each other out. That's the coolest thing, and that doesn't happen anywhere.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of help from all the people. Burns has been, like, just, like, as far as, like, the one-year anniversary show, I mean, I could not have talked to someone who was more flexible about it. I'm like, this is what we want to do, really, you know. I mean, I'm going to be flexible with you, but what do you think? And he's like, let's do it. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Well, none of us would be doing this now without him. Isn't he the coolest?
Oh,
yeah, Burns is the man.
I don't know how even he came up with the idea for Zero Point Radio, because it was like, you know, we were on our little tiny server here.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, we got this email. And like, yeah, whatever. And then Scott actually hooked it all up. He's like, yeah, we'll do it, okay. And then we didn't, I mean, we knew he was playing the replays, but we didn't really join the community until, like, a couple weeks ago, and then suddenly we're like...
Yeah, everything just kind of got kicked into, like, ultra speed.
Everything went into high gear, and now, you know, Zero Point has become, like, a whole nother family for me, because... We're, you know, in the chat rooms, we're talking, you know, and emailing, and it's just, like, amazing.
Yes,
it is. Isn't that fantastic? I know. Well, you know, Mr. Burns is a genius. What can I say?
I'm so glad for Mr. Burns.
Yeah, so we should thank him, though. But you know what? We're at the top of the hour almost here.
Talking to you guys.
I know. We've been talking to you for, like, 40 minutes now almost.
Yeah, this is awesome.
We really appreciate you calling, Rez, and helping us
thank
test this line
so
out.
Thank you so much. It was a gas.
We learned a lot, actually, too, which was very good.
Well,
and everybody check out resmerize.mrolof.com. Check out our website. Actually, it's going to be www on top, in front of that, too.
Yeah, www.resmerize.mrolof.
Go to her website. Check her out. Give her some feedback, because she's absolutely stellar. Take it from Scott L. here.
Oh.
I've done it personally. I mean, I've had a reading personally, and stellar, wonderful. It really made a lot of difference for me. So
thank you.
We're going to let you go, though, Rez, all right?
Thank you
so much. We'll be talking to you soon. Peace. Be good.
You too.
Yeah, and we'll be in the chat room after the show. So.
All right.
Okay.
We'll catch you. Thanks, Rez.
Bye, Rez.
See you. Bye-bye.
Oh, how cool was that?
That was super cool. I think we didn't have any complaints, I guess, during the phone call. This whole show has been a phone call almost. We didn't have any complaints, so I guess everything worked out pretty good. So anyways, though, 888-520-1969.
That is the new Ghost.
That is your
number.
Portal.
Yeah.
That is the portal to the Haunted Basement Studios. It's as close to us as you can get.
Yes.
Because the rest of the time we're hopping in limos, our sunglasses are on, and we just...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Flights to Miami.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing
Miami
around it, sorry.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So you can talk live to us now. I mean, and we're just excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
We're very excited about
this. A whole new realm for Ghost Cigar.
Yeah, and it threw a whole bunch of new factors in for us to deal with, too. So it's a big challenge for this show.
Well, we're going to have to talk about it because one of the things we haven't talked about, and, you heard that phone call thing promo, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much how Scott and I communicate throughout the whole week.
Yeah.
but
Morse code, one of the two.
Yeah, but what happens is when we do a Ghostly Talk, we're going to typically have a topic.
Yeah.
And, this was mostly an interview. We got to talk with Rez.
We had a topic. But we're going to hold off.
Right. We had a topic. We're going to do that topic later in the, in the year. But, but definitely, we're going to have to, work on centering calls and things around topics. But,
yeah.
You never know who picks up the phone and dials our 888 numbers.
We're hoping, before it was more or less on the IM systems, the IRC systems, email. It was all on the internet, but we want to make this as interactive as possible. Yeah, we want everybody to be able to call in. And emails are one thing. I mean, we talked about the inflection.
Yeah,
now we'll be able to hear that.
Yeah, you don't get the inflection. You don't get the tonal inflection of what people have to say.
Yeah.
And how serious things are. Because if you read, I've read some phenomenal stories through the email and in chat rooms.
Uh-huh.
Just phenomenal things. But, you can tell through someone's voice.
Uh-huh.
How either serious they are about it or if they're just, laughing it off, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You just don't, So this will be a whole new thing for Ghostly Talk.
Call. You guys definitely give us a call. It's toll free.
I mean,
we're paying for it.
And yes, we do pay for
it. We pay for it.
Yes, we do.
Our manager doesn't pay for it. We pay for it.
We pay for the phone call.
But that's just because we want to hear from people. We want to get a voice at least to all the faces. All the screen names and emails and whatnot we've been getting for the last year.
Yeah.
Now we can actually get a voice on top of that all over the world too.
Yeah.
This is a global show.
It's actually cheaper for Canadians to call us.
Oh,
so,
great. So we're going to have to hear from Kyle
every day.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, definitely that's the biggest thing we've got going here so far. The party is coming up. It's going to be huge. Everybody that's anybody in Michigan hopefully will be there for us just to hang out, and we're going to talk to everybody that night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone is going to get a piece of that show.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a complete riot. So on that note, I think we're going to call it a night here. Sorry about the technical difficulties before. We're working them out.
15 minutes, but... that's live radio.
It happens. So on that note, I'm Scott Elm.
And I'm Doug.
And this was Ghostly Talk.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.